Plans are in the works to build a $43 million standalone psychiatric hospital in western Massachusetts. Baystate Health and Kindred Healthcare, a Louisville, Kentucky-based for-profit company, are partnering to build a new $120 million state-of-the-art behavioral health hospital. Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Baystate, said the new facility will help alleviate a severe local shortage of behavioral health treatment beds.
It means that we'll have far fewer patients leaving the area when they need inpatient psychiatric care, and far fewer patients waiting long periods of time when they need an inpatient bed.
Last year, more than 25% of the roughly 4,000 people who came to Baystate's emergency rooms with behavioral health problems were ultimately sent out of western Massachusetts for treatment, and many waited days for an inpatient bed to open up, said Kerouac.
It's really not a therapeutic thing when a person is decompensated and needs acute inpatient psychiatric care to just have to sit in an emergency room day after day, not progressing care and just waiting for something to happen.
The new hospital will have a pediatric unit. There are currently no inpatient behavioral health facilities for children and adolescents in western Massachusetts. The former Holyoke Geriatric Authority nursing home that closed in 2014 is the preferred location for the new hospital, but Kerouac said the site has not yet been purchased from the city.
That is one that we thought was very well situated at the intersection of 91 and the Pike. So, you know, I can't confirm that site yet, but we are in conversations with them.
When the new hospital opens in 2022, if all goes according to plan, Baystate intends to close psychiatric wards at community hospitals in Greenfield, Westfield, and Palmer. The move is sure to raise local concerns about the loss of jobs and access to behavioral health care in those smaller communities.
We don't want to sugarcoat the genuine loss of these units, that these units have been providing and are providing to this day excellent care.
Dr. Barry Servette, who chairs Baystate's Department of Psychiatry, sees a greater upside to having a large centralized hospital.
The improvements in access to care by having more bed capacity, the improvements in quality of care by having a contemporary, brand new facility with a really optimal environment of care, we believe that that's going to result in improvements in patient experience and in clinical outcomes that we could not accomplish with our current configuration.
The new facility will be a teaching hospital, which Servette said could help reduce the current shortage of psychiatrists practicing in the region.
And having a teaching hospital really improves the care of patients because the patients are able to derive the benefit from a group of clinicians and practitioners who are committed to continuous learning and discovery of new knowledge.
Trouble with recruiting staff psychiatrists was one of the reasons cited by Trinity Health of New England for closing Providence Behavioral Health Hospital in Holyoke earlier this year. Baystate has pursued the idea of a standalone psychiatric hospital for years. In 2019, Baystate announced a partnership with U.S. Health Vest, but later broke it off when published reports alleged substandard care at some of the for-profit company's facilities. Kindred, which operates physical rehabilitation centers across the country, including one at Baystate Noble Hospital in Westfield, is relatively new to the behavioral health field. The company's behavioral health division is just a year old. Kindred has two behavioral health hospitals in Texas and operates behavioral health units at two hospitals in Illinois. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.